This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
On Friday, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek in Douglas County, and she was available to the media late in the afternoon at the United Community Action Network outside the Feeding Umpqua warehouse. It was a very brief conversation. By that point in the day, as the governor was going around the county and meeting with several different groups, they were running way behind schedule and just about didn't have the availability of doing the interview. But we did get a few minutes with Governor Tina Kotek. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, we're at Feeding Umpqua on the United Community Action Network campus with Oregon Governor Tina Kotek. And you're out here as part of your One Oregon tour, One Oregon listening tour. Douglas County, how did we end up second?
I love Douglas County, and I have a longstanding friendship with Commissioner Tim Freeman, and so I wanted to make sure we could visit this community as our second stop. And what I'm seeing here today is a lot of great partnerships, a lot of resilience, people sticking together to solve problems. It's been an amazing day.
Now, on this tour, you're focused on housing and homelessness, and behavioral health and recovery, and education. I'm curious how you ended up with those top three as your focus.
Well, it's what we heard on the campaign trail. Every part of the state was saying, we have a housing and homelessness challenge. We're worried about people getting access to mental health or addiction services, and we all want great schools. People are talking about what's been happening since the pandemic, particularly for our youngest, so focusing on early childhood and child care. Those are issues across the state.
And talk about, I mean, each one of those is complex, obviously not easily solved, or they wouldn't be, you know, at the top of the list. What about in homelessness, when you look at like the aspect of the environment, some of the homeless camping areas sometimes around streams, rivers, things like that, DEQ, how do you juggle all of that with concerns people have about keeping the environment safe at the same time?
Yeah, well, no one should be living outside because they can't afford or can't find a place to live indoors. And it has an impact on everyone. If you're in a community like this and you're living, and I was checking when I was at the Navigation Center, and quite a few folks have been living out by the river. That's got to have environmental impact. It is better for everyone, the environment, and for, you know, our community safety, for people to be in homes. And that's what we're working towards.
Talk about behavioral health and recovery, an area that you're especially interested in there.
Yeah, well, there's certainly an intersection between folks who are living outside, particularly if you've lived out a long time outside, you are going to have mental health or substance issues potentially. So I want to make sure that people can get into shelter, get connected to services. Sometimes what they need is mental health or addiction services, and then they can get stable and get into permanent housing. None of these things are separate. They're all interrelated.
What about in education? Where should the emphasis be? Is it K-12? Is it older? Is it special ed?
Well, you know, we want to have a strong school system for every child, no matter how old they are. Right now, I'm focusing on early childhood, making sure students are ready to learn when they come in the door, and focusing on early literacy. We've seen some backsliding on the number of kids who can read by third grade, and we need to focus there so they're going to be ready to go forward.
And talk about what you saw around Douglas County today.
Well, I was in Yonkala. You know, I'm here in Roseburg right now. We're heading out to Oakland next. And what I can say is people love this community. They're working really hard to help each other. And neighbors helping neighbors is, I think, a very Oregon solution. And I just want to be supportive as governor.
All right. Governor Tina Kotek, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
And that was recorded Friday afternoon, 8:35 at the Morning Report.